Drum roll, please. Today is Wednesday, October the 12th of 2022. Guess what? Halloween is this month. Do you have your porches decorated and all that kind of stuff? I know there. I have seen plenty of displays in people's yards. Some of them are kind of eerie, scary. But nonetheless, this beautiful fall weather that we have in Ohio, the trees are turning colors, and soon all those leaves will be on the ground. And then it's going to be about raking and bagging them up and setting them on the side of the curb, yep. Right, for the city to pick up.
I hate doing that.
I know, but
I try to use a lawnmower as much as possible. Just chop them up.
That comes along with fall, though, right?
Yep, it does.
Yes, absolutely. This is WGH Talk. My name is Linda Sims. The name of the program is called A Voice of a People. We will be doing a little Bible study today. Jeff Porter and myself, he is my guest today. But thank you for tuning in. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download an app on your phone. Find this app in your Play Store. The app is called Tune In. And once you find that app, download it and then search WWGH. Okay? Or call in during this live broadcast. I mean, you don't have to, but we would love to hear from you. If you have any questions or would like to make a comment or just become a part of the conversation, please call 740-383-9944. Sharing with you those who faithfully support the Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, here in Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there, 740-223-1515, or www.logoschristianministries.com. Ongoing announcements for them. Free produce will take place this Saturday, as far as I know, at this time. It will begin at 12 noon till 2 p.m. Please share this information with others you may know have need of free produce. If there's any changes, I will report that tomorrow. We also have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee. Location is LaRue, Ohio. Phone there is 740-262-0939. I have an announcement. Please register to vote if registration is still open. Early voting. Please vote. Please let your voices be heard. As we said last hour, it must be very important that you do exercise your right to vote, because they are going through so many different measures to hinder people from voting or to discourage you from voting. So it must be very important. Please vote. Please register and then vote. Let your voices be heard. And maybe
when is the
election?
Yeah,
it's November, the first Tuesday in November.
Oh, okay.
What is that, the 6th?
Now, what are we voting for?
Oh, good question. That's why I said I had to go to.
I thought they were voting for seats in the.
Well, we have our local elections.
The House of Representatives.
Oh, the governor.
Yeah.
That's going to be on the ballot. There's also two issues. Also, our mayor is running for state treasurer. Yes, he is.
Who's running for mayor?
That's not until next year, I think.
Oh, okay.
Or 2024. One of those. Yeah.
Mayor, that they hold that office for a long time. I don't remember how long it is.
I think it's 4 years, don't they? Or is it six?
I thought it was six.
Well, I guess we better find out, huh?
Yeah, we should. I don't know. Our government is so complicated. I think it is.
Because it's run by people.
Yeah. Got a lot of rules.
And people are complicated, right?
Yeah.
Yes, they
must
are.
Be.
Yes, they are. Everybody wants their own way.
I can't figure out A lot of the stuff they talk about, you turn on the news and they'll say, well, they came to a conclusion at the offstart with the election that we had last week, brought in the House of Representatives. You know, and they go on and on and on, and you go, what the heck are they talking about?
We don't know.
I'm lost.
I'm going to finish opening up the show, though, because I can't keep up with those people, okay? But I like to start my show off with a thought for today. Now, I will not be sharing the same thought with you, or will we be talking about the same thing? We will be talking about your part, God's part. And the thought for today is called dying. Dying, and yet we live on. Measure your life by loss and not by gain. Not by the wine drunk, but by the wine poured forth. For love's strength is found in love's sacrifice. And he who suffers most has most to give. So this is referencing Christ, the one who shed his blood and died for all of us on the cross, that we might be saved and have life and that more abundantly. So dying, and yet we live on.
Oh, we're supposed to die to self.
Die to self.
And I must decrease and he must increase.
Absolutely.
And we have to allow God to do that, to put us through the process of sanctification, which I've talked about a lot.
Right.
In these days, especially in these last days, we need to let God teach us and let him purge wrong desires out of us.
Right, and when it says measure your life by loss and not by gain, because we feel like we're losing something when we let ourselves go.
You ever feel like, you know, Christ, I'm losing this battle here?
Right, and not only that, I'm losing myself. If yeah. I'm going to give my life over to Christ, then what happens to my old life? You know, what happens to me? Will I be the same person? And hopefully not.
Well, Paul said, you know, I count it all as dung.
Right.
You know, on all that stuff he learned, he could have been a lawyer, he could have been an official of the state, you know, because he was very knowledgeable, very intelligent individual, you know. So he knew the difference between law and grace.
Yes.
And I think some Christians don't even know what's the difference between law and grace, because we're caught up in so much tradition, you know.
Right, and then it says, measure your life not by the wine drunk, but by the wine poured forth, which was the blood of Christ that he shed for each and every one of us. And I thought it was a very significant thought for today, for us to consider. For us to consider. For love's strength is found in love's sacrifice. And I know you know the scripture, John 3:16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. And the following verses are very important.
Mm-hmm.
For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Amen. Amen.
He that believes in me is not condemned. He that believes not in me is condemned already.
Already.
Because he has not believed in the only begotten Son of the Father.
Mm-mm-mm. Mm-mm-mm. And because we do these things and measure our life by not the way we measure our life, but the way Christ measures our life. And he says, he who suffers most has most to give.
Well,
and he did.
Jesus said that the person that's forgiven for a much sin loves the Lord
the most.
The most, because look at all of that big pile of garbage of sin back there. And God is forgiven for all of it.
Yes, yes.
Amazing.
It is amazing. It's so
amazing.
Other
people may not forgive that person because their sin was so vile, you know, and so awful and everything, but God forgives them.
But God forgives. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me of my sins.
Yes.
Forgiving me. Saving me.
You know, people think that you're supposed to, in this world, you're supposed to get married and have a happy family, and that's what you're supposed to do. But really, our top priority as Christians is to win souls.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
if you want
to pick something that we're supposed to be doing, you know. So yeah. I believe that that's how our rewards come, is how many souls we win.
Could be.
For the most part, you know.
It could be. And we want to talk about our part and God's part.
That's right.
This hour. We will be coming from... Okay. The first one, I'm sorry, is Genesis 12, verse 1 and verse 4. Jeff. And then we will... I'll read a little bit and then you will do Hebrews 11 and 8.
Genesis what?
12. Verse 1 and verse 4.
You want me to read it?
Mm-hmm.
Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And then verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
And it shall come to pass when the Egyptians...
No, 4. Verse 4.
Oh, I'm sorry. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran.
And we think about, you know, in our 60s and our 70s that we're too old to do anything, you know. Yeah, and God has called on this patriot, Abraham, to get up out of the land of your fathers and go where I tell you to go. Now, Abraham...
I think Moses was in his 80s, wasn't he, when he first started?
He was 40 when he killed the Egyptian. He did 40 years in the desert, so he was 80 years when he came back.
Wow.
From the desert. But Abraham had no idea where he was going, and he just believed God, and he went. He left his father's, you know, land and went to where God told him to go. And God says, I will show you. So we're talking about God's part. He tells us where to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes he tells us what's there when we get there.
A cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night.
Right, and he leads and he guides us, you know. But what God was telling Abraham was, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it was such a radical move. He says, back in those days, nobody uprooted like this in the ancient world. But God was asking Abraham to trust him by leaving everything he knew behind, and he would do the rest.
Yeah.
Now, this is God's part, but that was Abraham's part. And the person who wrote this says, when my friend Janice was asked to manage her department at work after just a few years, she felt overwhelmed. Praying over it, she felt God was prompting her to accept the appointment. But still, she feared she could not cope with the responsibility. How can I lead with so little experience? She asked God. Why put me here if I'm going to be a failure? Then it says, later, Janice was reading about God's call to Abraham in Genesis 12. Now, and that's how we feel sometimes when God tells us blindly to us to do something and go somewhere.
Yeah, and that
is that
be
right?
Very difficult.
And kind of scary.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? God trusts me with this?
Yeah. And, you know, he may have you wait a long time.
True.
You know that he's going to do something, may not know all the details, but it may take a long time for him to call you into whatever he wants you to do.
Right.
That can be very frustrating, very difficult.
Right. I was kind of sent to Georgia. I wanted to move, but then at the last moment, I changed my mind. I'm like, I'm not going to go. Things are just not going right. I was trying to sell everything in my home before I left, and I wasn't able to do that. It seemed like I had just as much stuff in the house, all the yard sales, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And auctions, and I still had all this stuff left. So I'm thinking, I can't go. I can't leave the house like this, right? And it was like the Lord was saying, put your things in the car and go. You know, your car can only hold so much, right?
Yeah.
But I had a large trunk and a back seat, and he told me to go. So I went blindly by faith. I knew I was going to live with my sister for a while, but I didn't know what else was going to happen there, you know. But I went. And
how long ago was this?
This was in 2001.
Hmm.
Yes. Matter of fact, June 2001, that I went blindly in a way. Mm-hmm. Except for knowing I was going to live with my sister. But I didn't even know what that was going to be like when I got there. You know, I wasn't in church at the time. Would I continue to go to church? What would my life be like?
Yeah.
But I went. But I went.
And how did it turn out?
Interesting. Very interesting, because when I got there, I found out I had lung cancer. I was only there like 3 months. Right?
Oh.
So that was part of it, but
mm-hmm.
but then he healed me of that through surgery and let me go without taking chemotherapy and radiation. And
wow.
To God be the glory, and I'm still alive, even though they told me I would not live more than 2 years, whether I took the chemotherapy or radiation or whether I did not.
So you decided not to.
I asked God about it, and he said, "Live on, daughter, live on. I'm alive today and well and cancer-free."
Wow.
Praise God. So
wow.
I think that was one of the issues why he wanted me to leave and meet the doctor that he had chosen to do the procedure, you know.
Wow.
So some things God asks us blindly to do. Now, we're going to be obedient when he asks us to do these things, or we're going to fuss and fight about it. You shaking your head. Are you that one?
Well, sometimes, even if we fuss and fight about it, God uses us to accomplish what he wanted to accomplish, you know. He manages to just do it anyways.
Yes. Yes,
you know,
he does.
You can lay there and complain all day, and he just ignores you.
Right.
I've been healed of several things over time. Nothing that drastic, I don't think, but I was delivered from smoking and from post-traumatic stress. Post-traumatic stress, I'd had it for like 25 years, and it had reached a point of, it was just as bad as it could get.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then, like I said, I was praying for people in Marion General over there, and I just kept feeling the Lord's Spirit coming up in me, and by the time I walked out the door, I was free.
Amen.
Post-traumatic.
Amen.
I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
Right.
It's really horrible.
And, you know, people have to understand, God can also work through medicine. He gave man the wisdom and witty inventions to create medicine for the healing of our bodies, or God can work on his own, you know? So your obedience was going to the hospital, going to seek, you know, care for yourself. And like I said, God told Abraham, you just get up and go, and I'll do the rest. Okay?
Just get up and go.
Yes. So what did God do? He gave Abraham an identity, number one. And what was that identity? He says, you will be a great nation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. That's in that same chapter.
Yeah, number one, that's what he did. He blessed him, his identity. And that's how we know Abraham today. He says that your seed will be like the stars in heaven.
Yeah.
Uncountable, you know. And God kept that promise. He did that.
Yes.
He did that. And he kept his promise.
He does keep his promises.
Yes, and he kept his promises to me. I'm still alive and well.
Yeah.
You know, and he kept his promises to you, Jeff. You just got out the hospital earlier this year.
You know, veterans asked me to come in for an eye exam.
Okay.
So I went in there. And, you know, I had this doctor, I don't know, maybe a couple years before this. It said, you know, you're probably going to go blind with this diabetes. So I was kind of reluctant to go out. I didn't want to go in and have an eye exam.
I'm sure.
I went in, and I was sitting there for a long time. The doctor didn't say anything. He had, you know, that thing you look into, and he looks into your eyes stuff. And finally he gets done. He looks like he's kind of like disturbed, you know, a little taken back. He says, "Do you mind if I run another test?" I said, "Go ahead. You know, I'm retired." He said, "Okay." So he ran it again, and he says, he was just taken back. He says, "There's absolutely nothing wrong with your eyes.
Mm.
There's no leakage. You see those little dots there?" And he was mm-hmm. showing me stuff about it. He said, "They should be leaky with as long as you've had diabetes."
Wow.
And he said, "There's nothing. There's nothing wrong at all." And You know, all I can say is that, well, that's the Lord doing that.
Amen.
Preserving me, you know.
Amen. Amen.
And a couple of things like that happened with them. You know, they were checking my blood pressure. I was supposed to have high blood pressure.
Right.
When they checked it was normal. So I've been checking it ever since. I don't have high blood pressure anymore, apparently.
Wow.
Because it comes out normal every time now.
Great. That's wonderful. That is wonderful,
Jeff. So I quit
Jeff.
Taking the high blood pressure pills because it makes your blood pressure too low then.
Yes, it does.
So I quit taking it.
Well, good. To God be the glory for the things
amen.
He is doing.
You know, they kept telling, well, you know, the medical people, they do the best they can. They're trying to help you. You know, they're not trying to hinder you, but they don't understand faith.
Some of them do not.
There's a few of them that do, you know.
Right, they're not in the faith business.
No.
they're in the pill business,
yeah,
you know, right?
Exactly.
Physicians, yeah.
My doctor there at the VA would get so mad at me because I hadn't been taking my medicine just right, you know. And she was like, arr, 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 arr. And I said, well, you know, I really depend on God. You know, and I did that one time when I was at home. I collapsed in the bathroom. But I think God wanted me in the hospital at that time for various things. But he wanted to show me that. I mean, now, you know, as bad as I was when I went in there, they talked like I was like half conscious when they finally got me there, you know. And I was in the hospital for like 17 days. And I said, they were trying to get Medicare because VA wouldn't pay for rehab. So I said, Friday, I'm going home. And I stumbled into the house. I thought, oh, man, I don't know if I can do this or not. You know, but I decided, you know, I'm going to stick with it because I don't want no more rehab and hospital and all that stuff. I'm tired of being stabbed and poked and lectured. And over a period of time, now I've gotten strong enough to where I'm completely independent now. Now, I even discontinued my social workers coming over and doing my medicine and all that. I discontinued that because they'd given me too much medicine. It was making me crazy.
Right.
So I do my own medicine now. And I'm so thankful.
Well, praise
that
God.
To be in the hospital or in rehab now.
What a testimony.
Yes.
What a testimony. Now, God did four different things for Abraham. The first one was identity. You'll be a great nation. The second was provision. I will bless you.
Mm-hmm.
And Abraham became rich, very rich.
Very wealthy.
And I was reading about him going to that, I forget the name of that nation, him and Sarah. I think they were on their way to the land God sent them to. And they ran across that king. And they thought that she was so... What was his name?
Melchizedek, you mean?
No, not that one. This is before that. And he told Sarah before they got there, no, you tell them you're my sister.
Oh,
that
yeah, the
one.
Egyptian king.
Yeah. Tell them you're my sister because
so
they'll kill me.
So he said that she was good looking.
Yeah.
So he was after her.
Yes, absolutely.
But he thought it was okay because that, you know,
she's
supposed to be his sister.
Deception. He deceived them.
He lied.
Yes. But you know what? He paid Abraham for Sarah.
Yeah.
He gave him cattle and gold and all that stuff. And then when the Lord showed him in a vision,
Yeah, also,
he struck the land, didn't he?
Isn't that the one where tumors came over?
That's it. Yes.
Them?
And their whole land. Absolutely. And he said, well, why didn't you tell me that was your wife? Take your wife and leave.
That was so unfair.
And Abraham took all those riches with him. He was a very rich man. So God provided for Abraham.
He did bless him, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He said, I will bless you. Like he blesses each and every one of us today. Not that we're not blessed already. But there's a special blessing when you are obedient.
Yes.
To what God tells you to do. And move when he tells you to move.
Well, I think people, a lot of people are in God's secondary will. Because they don't stop and think and pray and seek after the Lord's face for what they're really supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, I I play the piano in church, and that may not be what God wants you to do.
That's true.
You know, he might want you to start your own church or be a pastor or something.
Yeah, he may have that particular job for somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes people who are talented try to hog up all the...
Yeah.
You know, they want to do everything there is to do in the church and do not leave room for others whom God may want to do that, yes. And the second thing, the third thing he did was he gave Abraham a reputation, mm-hmm. a great name. His name is so great as being, what was the name? Was it Hebrew? Israel? Well, Israel was given to mm-hmm. Jacob, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But that great nation, which still exists today.
And Abraham is still Abraham very much talked about.
He is the father of that great nation, you know. Yeah. So that is his reputation. And the purpose he gave Abraham, as he gives each and every one of us a purpose, he says, you will be a blessing to all peoples on earth. It says he made some big mistakes along the way, but by faith Abraham obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. And Jeff, now I need you to read Hebrews chapter 11.
The whole chapter?
You can start at verse 8 through 18.
By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. How far down do you want me to go?
To 18.
By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, and the heirs with him and of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received the strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars in the sky in multitude, and as the sand which by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they say such things that declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had the opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country that is heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared them for a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it is said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
Amen. That was a lot of faith. That's a chapter of faith, Hebrews 11, right? What is faith? Faith now. What is faith? What's the first
verse?
Faith
is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you see it, it's not faith. If you know ahead of time, it's not faith.
Yeah, you know, if God is asking us to do something by faith, we can't see it with our natural eyes, not right away.
Right.
Anyways, you know, he may say, I'm going to have you build a great big church over there. Mm-hmm. But there's no church there yet.
Right. None there yet. And that's where Abraham was.
Yeah.
He didn't know.
Yeah.
But he trusted God, and he went forth and did that. So, and it says, this realization took a big burden off Janice's heart. I don't have to worry about succeeding at my job She told me later, the person who's writing the story, I just have to focus on trusting God to enable me to do the work, as God provides the faith we need. And that's big.
Yeah.
God provides the faith we need. And see, that's also saying, you're doing nothing then. What are we doing?
Well, I think you gain a lot of faith by going through the process of sanctification.
But it says he provides it.
Yeah, he provides it as you're willing to open up to it.
The faith we need, may we trust him in all our lives. So if he even has to provide the faith to us, then what are we doing? What do
we
do?
Nothing.
You are so right. You are so right. So the question is, those of you who are listening to this broadcast at this time, what is your identity now that you have believed in Christ Jesus? Now, Abraham's identity was his father believed in idols. Remember, they had those little idols and things, you know. So Abraham was kind of known by what his father's was known for. So what were you known for in the past? And what is your new identity in Christ Jesus? And Jeff can help you with that. What is your identity today that God has given you, Jeff?
Well, I had to get rid of some idols, too.
I'm sure.
So I just put faith in God that he's going to use me for some evangelism in the future here. And I think this radio station has something to do with that, but I don't know what. I don't have any details. But that would be my identity.
Right. And provision. David said, I once was young, but now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He said that. And I think the other one's in Philippians 4. God will supply all your need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. So that takes care of our provision. God provides for his people. Right, Jeff?
Sometimes he gives you just what you need. Other times, more than what you need.
Absolutely. Yeah. Overflowing.
Yeah.
Enough to share with other people and say, well, God has blessed me with this, so I'll be a blessing to someone else. Because it's overflowing.
You know, I used to get mad about stuff when something broke down around the house or the car. But, you know, God has, and I look back on it, God has allowed that stuff to happen when I had the money to fix it. You know, to have it fixed or whatever, you know.
Right.
That happened to be just recently, the electric garage door opener I've got. It messed up really bad. And I had to call the door guys, come in and fix it. It was really expensive. But I thank God I had the money.
Amen.
At the time, you know.
Could have been the opposite.
Yeah.
You had to borrow it or something, you know, from the bank or someone you know.
And I didn't have to do that. I had the money. I didn't want to spend it, but there it was, you know.
And that's
I got a garage door that works now.
Well, great. And that's what David means. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging, asking other people for bread.
And just like that time I fell over on my motorcycle, and anybody that rides motorcycles, you know, almost all of us have had some kind of little mishap, at least minor mishaps. You know, and usually more than one. But when I fell over at the gas station there, two big husky guys came over and helped me up and picked up my motorcycle for me. Now, you know that had to be God.
Absolutely.
You know? Otherwise, I would have been really struggling. I've had that happen two or three times where the motorcycle fell over and I just couldn't pick it up. It was too heavy.
Too heavy.
You know, and I had
to do more push-ups.
Two or three other people show up to help me pick it up. You know that's God.
Yes.
People are good-hearted.
Yes, they
about
are.
Stuff like that, you know. They'll pull over and help you a lot of times.
So the question is, those of you who are listening, is God providing for you?
Yeah.
Do you understand and realize that your provisions come from God?
Yeah.
Everything you have, everything you do, everywhere you go, comes from him. We do much of nothing but run our mouth and build ourselves up like we're this big giant and we're just so strong and we can just do all these things on our own. Is that true?
You know, and some people brag that they have more faith.
than others.
Most people, you know, I've got faith, I got faith, I got faith until something happens. And they go, well, oh, I don't know about this one.
Well, oh, yeah.
That's why we have to go through fires.
Yes, true. We
you
do.
Know, it does build up your faith, though. If you,
mm-hmm.
if you are, you know, you'll be going along okay, and you're kind of sleeping your way through life for a moment, you know, kind of taking it easy, and then all of a sudden, some crisis happens. That's what happens to me. God kicks me out of my comfort zone.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
he
and
does.
I end up in the hospital or something. And he'll, once he, and he brings you through those. He doesn't always just totally deliver you from it, but he lets you go through it.
Yes, he does.
And eventually, when you see the hand of God working in your life so much, going through all these crises that he puts you through, and fires and stuff, your faith gets stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Either it's going to make you or it's going to break you.
True.
Because some people will turn back, you know, and go back into the
right,
world.
Right.
I don't see what good that does you, though.
It doesn't. It's just more familiar to
yeah.
just being out there hanging and not really knowing what yeah. God is doing in your life. You know, like Abraham, just go. I told you to go, so you just go. Like he did me, go.
Yeah.
He did the same thing when I came back. Now it's time for you to go back. I'm like, I don't want to go back.
Well, I had a friend that she said all of a sudden, now she had relatives in Florida, but she said she was living in Marion here, and she rode the bus, and that's how I knew her. And she said that God called her to move to Florida. And that was quite a big endeavor. And she had the same problems trying to get rid of stuff, junk that she needed to get rid of.
Yeah.
And she didn't know what was going to happen.
You don't know.
Well, she got there. And after she got there, she went through one of those hurricanes. It destroyed her car, but she got another car. You know, and God restored her through that. But that's what we have to go through. We have to go through these fires and storms in order to get a stronger faith. Now, it's just like, I didn't know that, you know, you shouldn't pray for patience. Because God doesn't just put patience in you, which I thought he did, but he doesn't. He gives you opportunities
to learn how to be patient.
To learn how to be patient. And, oh. Well, that's, you know, this one pastor was telling me he prayed for patience. And every time he went to the store, there was a big long line. He had to wait for like an hour. Get through the, and no matter what store he went to, it was like that,
mm-hmm.
you know.
That happens.
He said he quit praying for patience.
Well, great.
You don't want to go through that.
Right. And this question is also to those of you who are listening. What about your reputation? God gave Abraham a new reputation. Now, you may have been known as a liar or a thief. Maybe people have said you were no good.
Yeah.
But being in Christ Jesus and letting him lead you and guide you, he will give you a great name like he gave Abraham, a great name. We're only saying good things about Abraham, even though he did a little lying here and there, but God changed him over the course of time. And God can change you. If God can change me, God can change anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
I know what you mean.
Yes.
Sometimes he reminds me that I was an atheist.
And he changed Jeff.
Yes.
Who didn't believe. So
yeah.
Now he is a believer. And he follows
yes.
blindly. Sometimes without fussing.
I don't complain as much as I used to.
That's good. And the purpose that he had for Abraham is the same purpose he has for you. And that is that you will be able to bless others because he will bless you to the overflow of abundance, and you will be able to bless other people without worrying about, do I have enough? If I give to them, I won't have enough. I need to store this
yeah.
up, you know. But no, to be able to freely
giving
give
out of your abundance.
Freely give, because it was freely given unto you.
That's
so
hard
you
to
freely
do, give.
It is kind of hard
have
to do.
Quite enough money for yourself, and you give money to a person that you really can't afford to do that.
Right, that's true. What worries do you have about your responsibilities? How is God asking you to trust him in your present circumstances? By the four blessings that God placed upon Abraham, He's reassuring you he can do the same for you. He can change your identity. He can provide for you. He can give you a great name and a great reputation. And he can give you purpose in life. Mm-hmm. And the prayer today is, Dear God, I want to surrender to you my fears and my worries about succeeding in my roles and responsibilities. Please help me to do my part as you do yours. No, God is faithful. He going to do his part.
Yes, always.
He going to do his part. You will not be able to say, well, Lord, you didn't do what you said you was going to do.
Yeah.
Never will you be able to confront him with that accusation.
No.
Never.
He may not do what you thought he should do.
Or the way he was
going to. A friend of mine, that I used to know, he fell away from the faith because one of the things he complained about was that God takes too long. He gives you
sometimes a
promise and then it takes a long time to fulfill it. We didn't tell you how long it was going to take.
No, you didn't.
It's like a polar bear will get a hold of you and hang you upside down and then just take your arm off and then the other arm. I said, man, I don't even want to think about something like that. But you have to wait on God. You have to wait and let him do his thing, and that gets to be really difficult sometimes.
Yes.
Very difficult.
Because you're anxious, and he says, be anxious for nothing.
Yeah.
But through prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God.
Yeah.
But we're in such a hurry. We can't wait on. We won't even tell him sometimes. We're out here trying to do it on our own and in our own strength.
And we don't even realize it.
No. That's true, too.
It's like, Pastor, let me help you with those boxes. Well, I don't know if I could do that. Because, my health problems don't exactly let me do stuff like that. But I try to do it anyways,
mm-hmm. Right.
And I end up with chest pains and arm pains and all this stuff, What did I do that for? That wasn't required of me.
Right.
Right.
Right. But we live and we learn. But the most important thing to learn is to trust God. No matter what.
Yeah.
Let us learn to trust God.
Remember at Cedar Point, they used to have this this roller coaster. It's called the Disaster Ride.
Mm-hmm.
And it was inside. It had all these skeletons talking to you, and it went through areas of darkness where you could see the hand in front of your face, And you just have to trust that these people didn't put a big eye beam out there for your head to run into, And I thought about that. You got to have faith when you're on this roller coaster because you don't have any control over what's going to happen.
No, you do not.
But they don't have that anymore, darn it. That was one of my favorite things there. But I don't think I could ride a roller coaster now.
And not only that, has God shown you how much control you have over your own life?
Not much.
There you go.
Not much.
And that's just not you. That's all of us.
Yeah, it's like somebody said, I think one of the pastors on TV said, people worry about whether they've missed God. In other words, did I miss what he wants me to do? Well, don't worry. If you missed God, he'll find you. He won't let you go that far away.
Right.
Some people don't want what God wants. They want what they want.
Of course.
Even after you get saved, you can still be disobedient.
Oh, yeah. We just talked about that. How many times I was baptized and other people trying to get it right. Well, let me go down in the water again. It didn't work the first time, right? But it's all in me renewing my mind.
Well, God sometimes will be silent because he expects you to believe.
Yes.
No more encouragement in that area.
Right.
Just believe it.
There you go. There you go.
I thought it did.
And
I love it when he comes along with encouragement, though.
Yes.
It makes you feel good.
Yes, it does. Yes,
but
it does.
It may not last, but it makes you feel good.
Absolutely.
Blessings don't last very long.
Right. Right. Wow. Hopefully you got something from our conversation in this second hour, Jeff and myself, and we just want to encourage you to stay in the fight.
Yeah.
Don't give up the faith. Stay in the fight. It is worth it. God is our reward.
Yes.
He is our reward, and he has so many things in store for us to change our identity, give us a name, provide for us, change our reputation,
yep.
right, and to be a blessing to other people. So what's wrong with that?
Not a thing.
That's a good thing, isn't it, Jeff?
Yes.
Yes.
He makes the sun shine through a cloudy day.
Right, and don't forget about Abraham, man of faith.
Yes.
And a friend of God. And faith is the, tell him what faith
substance
is again.
The things
substance.
Hoped for. The evidence of things not seen.
Even though that was on my mind, it kind of sounded like that's not the right way to say it. So, but thank you for saying it, Jeff. Yes.
Yeah, we
substance.
Don't see
right.
Like the disaster ride.
Substance. Yes. That we don't see. Mm. But we know who holds all things in his hands, and that is our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.
That's right.
Who poured out his blood
yes.
for us, gave up his life for us.
Forgive that, them, Lord, they know not what they do.
Amen. And you know, that's a profound statement, isn't it? Because we did
yes.
not know. As men and women of God, even then, they didn't know what they were doing. And it still goes on. We do not know.
That's like his walk to Emmaus. And the disciples couldn't recognize him because he put a veil over himself, you know. So they couldn't tell who he was. But it was still Christ.
Right.
Underneath that veil, you know. And
walking.
He explained all things to him and said.
Wow. Walking the earth.
Yes.
What was that like?
I know. What would it have been like to be there with him?
I don't know. I've thought about it many times. But he is the reward I'm looking for.
Like, you know, you actually be there when he's talking to the rich young ruler.
See him face to face. We're out of
yep.
time, Jeff.
Okay.
We're out of time.
Wow, that was a really good one.
Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People here live on WGH Talk with Linda Sims. My guest today, Jeff Porter. Thank you, Jeff,
yep.
for being here. Thank you, Brandon, for coffee, for my guest. Thank you so much. Till next time, be blessed. See you tomorrow.
I think Brandon's trying to starve us to death.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016